Welcome to English as a Second Language Podcast, number 50. Welcome to the 50th episode of English as a Second Language Podcast. My name is Dr. Jeff McQuillan from the Center for Educational Development in Los Angeles, California. Today's podcast is going to be about cashing a check. Let's get started. The local branch of my bank is located just a few blocks from where I live. It's very convenient since it has four ATMs open 24/7. Today, I had to go in to make a deposit, but since I wanted to cash a check as well, I needed to go inside to talk to a teller. Inside the bank, I got in line for the tellers. All the tellers are behind a large piece of bulletproof glass, so you have to speak up when you are talking to them. Anyway, when I got to the head of the line, the cashier said, "How may I help you?" "Well," I said, "I'd like to deposit this payroll check into my checking account and cash this cashier's check." "Certainly," she said. "Just endorse the back of both checks and put them in the tray." "Sure." "And can I get that in small bills, tens and twenties?" I waited for her to process my checks. Then she said, "Here you are," and counted out the cash and put it in an envelope. I said, "Thank you," and walked away. Now that I have some money burning a hole in my pocket, I guess I better spend it. Today we talked about going to the bank. I started by saying that the local branch of my bank is located just a few blocks from where I live. A branch of a bank or a branch of any business is an office of that bank or an office of that business. Big banks have many branches in different parts of the city and in different parts of the country. A block, as you probably know, is the distance between two streets. I mentioned that my local bank has four ATMs. ATM stands for, or means, automatic teller machine. A teller is the person who works at the bank that you talk to about cashing a check or making a deposit or getting money. An automatic teller is a machine, automatic teller machine, that you can put a card into and put in your PIN, P-I-N, personal identification number. We call that your PIN. You put in your PIN or secret code and you can get money out of your bank account. A ATM is open usually 24/7. That expression 24/7, which is written 24 and then a slash 7. 24/7 means 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. I said that I had to go to the bank to make a deposit. Again, you probably know that deposit is money that you put into the bank. When you want to put money to save the money, that's called a deposit. The opposite is called a withdrawal. Withdraw money means to take money out of your account. I said I needed to cash a check. To cash a check means to go to the bank or to a store and you give them a check, a piece of paper with your name and account number on it, and you sign it, and they give you money or cash back. In the United States, there are many small businesses that will cash your check that are not banks, but they will charge you more money for that service. And they are used primarily by people who do not have bank accounts. A teller, I already mentioned, is the person who works in the bank that helps you with your deposits and withdrawals. I said I got in line for the tellers. To get in line means, of course, to stand in line. All of the tellers in the banks, in many banks in the United States, are behind a large piece of bulletproof glass. You know what glass is, like a glass window. A bulletproof glass is a very thick window that we use for safety or security, so that if you fired a gun and you tried to shoot the teller because you wanted to rob or steal money, the glass would stop the bullet. That's a bulletproof glass. And many banks, especially here in Southern California, in Los Angeles, have bulletproof glass, and the teller is behind the glass, so you are on different sides of the glass. That is the reason why you sometimes have to speak up. To speak up, when someone says, "Speak up, please," they mean talk louder. If we say, I need you to speak up, we mean, I need you to be louder or to talk louder. To speak up can also mean simply just to speak. If someone says, if you want to go to the store, speak up means tell me. It doesn't mean talk louder. It just means to tell me or to inform me. When I got to the cashier or the teller, in a bank, a cashier is another word for a teller. When I got to the cashier said, "How may I help you?" This is a very common way in many businesses when someone first approaches you or talks to you in a store, for example. A person working for the store may say, "How may I help you?" I responded by saying that I needed to deposit a payroll check. A payroll check is a check you get for your job, for where you are working. I have a very small payroll check, for example. The checking account, I mentioned I wanted to deposit my payroll check into my checking account. There are two kinds of accounts or places where you can store your money in a bank. One is a checking account. That's where you can write a check. And the other is a savings account where you can take money out, but you have to go to the bank to get it out. Nowadays, of course, we have lots of different ways of saving or storing your money. There are certificates of deposit, or what we call CDs. A certificate of deposit is a place where you can keep your money for 6 months or 9 months, and the bank gives you extra interest or extra money for putting it in the certificate of deposit. You promise not to take the money out before the end of the 6 months or 9 months. And if you do, you get a penalty or a fine where you have to pay money for taking the money out early. A cashier's check is a check that the bank gives you with the bank's name on it, not your name on it. And we use cashier checks as extra safety or extra security when we are giving someone money. There are two types of checks. There's a cashier's check, and then there's a personal check. A personal check has my name on it and comes right out of my account. A cashier's check has the bank's name on it. Many people will only accept cashier's checks, for large amounts of money because the bank is guaranteeing that the money will be there. I can write a personal check and there may be no money in my account, but you don't know that. If I give you a cashier's check, you know that the bank will cash it because it has the bank's name on it. That's a cashier's check. Again, cashier is just another word here for a teller, a person in the bank. The cashier tells me, or the teller tells me, to endorse the check. To endorse a check means to put your signature on the back of it so that the bank knows that it's you who is cashing or depositing the check. I asked for the cashier to give me back my money in small bills. A bill, you probably know, is a piece of paper that has a different value. There are $1 bills. There are $5 bills. There are $10 bills. There are $20 bills, $50 bills, $100 bills. That's the biggest bill currently made in the U.S., a $100 bill. And they each have a different person, usually a president on it, their picture on it. When we say, I want tens and twenties, or I want fives and tens, using the plural form, we mean I want $10 bills, I want $20 bills. Small bills are bills $1, $5, $10. Large bills are $50, $100, and so forth. The teller, after giving me my cash, said, here you are, meaning here is your money. And she counted out the cash. To count out money means to go, for example, I'm giving you $20.50. I'll go, here's 5, 10, 15, 20, and 20 cents. They physically put the money down in front of you So you can see that it is all there. After I picked up my money, I walked away, or I left. To walk away means to leave somewhere by walking. And I said that now that I have money burning a hole in my pocket, I guess I better spend it. The expression, I have money burning a hole in my pocket, to burn, of course, with fire means that it will go through your pocket in your pants, or your pants, I guess, your jeans. There you have a pocket where you can put things. The expression money burning a hole in your pocket means that you have money now and you really want to spend it. And you're not sure what you are going to buy, but you want to buy something. And we use that expression when we, for example, get paid at the end of the month or the end of the week. And we say, well, now I have money burning in my pocket. I want to go and spend it. That's going to do it for today's English as a Second Language podcast. Remember that our scripts are available on our website for this podcast. Go to www.eslpod.com. Those of you who have an iPod, you can also, an iPod mini or a regular iPod, or an iPod Nano, the new iPod, you can see the script of the podcast by pressing the middle or select button three times after you start listening to the podcast. We'll see you next time. I'm Jeff McQuillan from Los Angeles, California, on ESL Podcast.
ESL Podcast is produced by the Center for Educational Development in Los Angeles, California. This podcast is copyright 2005.